Well, I can't quit you, babe, but I got to put you down for a while.
I'm here with former junior lightweight champion Steve 2 Pound Forbes. Steve, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Not bad.
You know, we obviously there hasn't been a whole lot of boxing, at least in the last couple weeks. It's going to kick up again. It's just kind of in one of those lulls that we occasionally get during boxing, I guess, you know, seasons or in between seasons, even though there's no real season. But last night there was some bare knuckle fighting championship, and ahead of the couple days before that happened, I got a hold of you, and I was like, wait a second, do you like this stuff? Do you watch this stuff? And turns out you do.
Yeah, I'm not a like a big long time fan, but I started getting a little bit more interested in it, and it's entertaining, you know. So, you know, I don't know all the combatants in it, but you know, I saw Pauly Malignaggi fight, and I saw Chris Leben a couple times scrap. And, you know, so I said, you know what, I'm going to start watching it a bit more. I like combat sports anyway, so.
Well, in mixed martial arts is so big in the Portland area. And obviously, boxing kind of has gone through a couple of cycles in Portland as far as its popularity. And right now, it's in a down period, partially because of the pandemic, and kind of MMA is a little bit too. But in any case, there are a lot of MMA gyms, and you've worked in some of the MMA gyms around Portland. So I would imagine with a number of mixed martial artists and stuff, you've seen some familiar names in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chael Sonnen, of course, Paige, Ed Herman. Austin Vanderford, Paige's husband, you know, some good fighters and experienced competitors and contenders. So especially, you know, around here in the Portland area. Yeah, a lot of the UFC, a lot of guys that made it to UFC and throughout MMA come from right here. So yeah.
Well, I mean, coming from North Portland, you've seen your share of bare knuckle brawls yourself, but even so, compared to boxing, you probably would have a much better insight as to what that transition would be like, because you've been in the gym and you've held pads and trained for mixed martial artists. You've trained alongside boxers, trained in boxing, obviously. And on top of that, you've trained with like the best. So what kind of insight could you give as far as what you think that transition would be like to actually getting hit with? It's not a totally bare knuckle. It's like partially wrapped. It seems like the way that they wrap it is specifically to support the wrist so that there are fewer wrist breaking and you know, fewer boxer sprains, as they say. But even so, it's obviously not a glove, and you're able to see that with the facial damage. Like what's that transition like, you think?
You know what? I think it's a little bit, I think it's a mixture of kind of boxing and grappling. Cause you see a lot of holding the head and hitting, you know, what they call it, dirty boxing in MMA. But a lot of that, I mean, it would be a little tough, but I think once, like in boxing, once the first punch lands, I think all that kind of goes out, getting hit bone on bone, you know, you get sliced up. I don't think anybody's face looks great after a fight. So I think with that, but I think as far as being in there and kind of taking the shots, I think it would be once, you know, you're in that fight or flight mode fighting. I think any fighter, you know, that has boxed before would be able to, you know, be all right in there. But my biggest thing, I would worry about hand damage, hurting your hands, and you know, that could be nasty. I mean, they got a lot of guts doing that, man. You know, I'll sit there watching. It's entertaining though, because the pace is fast, which is great. So Yeah, no, it's, you know, it was something good to watch.
Yeah, the rounds are shorter, you know, and like you said, pretty much nobody comes out of it looking good. No. And I mean, even Britton Hart last night after the fight with Paige VanZant, I think it was a little bit more apparent maybe today after people had seen what happened, but during her post-fight interview, her entire, like, three, four or so of her teeth, her lower teeth, her incisors were moved. Like, they were not in the right place. So, yeah, I don't mean to joke about it, because that's terrible, but she was kind of laughing about it. But anyway, nobody looks good afterwards. And, that's got to be a pretty... You just can't afford to let punches land.
No. No. You would have to be a defensive master, which it would be, you know, kind of funny to see a guy that's more of a defense person or girl in there making people slip and miss, because you don't really see a whole bunch of slipping and sliding in there. I mean, people are getting hit, you know, so... it would be curious to see how that would play out, if it could, or it may be real boring, or nothing happens for a while, like in one of the fights, until the guy caught him. I think it was a heavyweight fight. But, yeah, I mean, it's entertaining.
I think I'd said on Twitter that since we see a lot of mixed martial artists in bare-knuckle boxing, it seems to me, and... not every mixed martial artist, but it seems to me that a lot of them, they appear to make the mistake of thinking that knowing how to fight in the clinch or knowing how to kind of grapple in the clinch is the same as knowing how to box in the clinch, which is something totally different. And I think that that's one place in which we kind of have seen a number of boxers or former boxers have an advantage in bare knuckle boxing, where they seem to just have a better idea of what that distance and range is inside and knowing how to actually fight inside and not just kind of push around. And that's something that I think we saw with Paige VanZant, where in the last like round or two, she kind of picked it up. But in the first two or three rounds, she was really just trying to like push Britton Hart back to the side of like the ring or whatever it is that they call that enclosure. And she wasn't doing quite enough actual punching.
Right.
So, like, would you agree that there seems to be a little bit of a disconnect as far as that inside fighting?
Yeah, I think so. It looked that way. Britton was throwing a lot of punches. Her pace was good from the start. And it seemed like Paige, she couldn't up the punch count. I mean, she had a great last round, you know, where it was kind of, I think it looked like where she kind of figured, okay, I need to do something. And, you know, or she was in desperation or something. That's what it looked like. And she actually let her hands go. But, you know, I thought it was late.
I agree. She seemed to understand a little bit too late what she needed to do. Yeah. And, but I will say it was really cool to have a main event so anticipated and stuff like that with two women fighting in the main event.
Yeah, no, that was great. Yeah, no, it was. It was really hyped up. I mean, I hadn't seen anything so hyped up in a while. Not like this, you know. This was cool. And it was, you know, females in the main event. It was great. Good action.
Well, do you have any kind of insight also as far as the licensing and stuff like that is for the bare knuckle events? Because I know that it's not all around. Like, not every state seems to, accept or sanction the bare knuckle events. And that was, I think, for a few years, the issue that they were having was they were having trouble actually, finding places that would accept them. And so... do you have any insight as far as whether or not Oregon or Washington or any of the Pacific Northwest kind of states would be into it, or, you know?
Well, I know Oregon, they said absolutely not, you know, during the time that, you know, with the current commission, they were like, nope, they would never have that. I don't know about Washington State, how they would, you know, accept that or not. It's funny because I remember bare knuckle try. It came around, but it wasn't full on bare knuckle. They had like a kind of like MMA gloves. I think Layla McCarter fought in it. I think it was, what was it? It was bare knuckle, called bare knuckle boxing. So it was a different league than this, but it was, you know, they kind of fought in a circle. It wasn't really a, this one is more like a real ring, not a squared ring, but a ring. And so the one in the other bare knuckle, it was just kind of like a circle, like almost a, where you're in a pit. So
yeah. Yeah, I remember that. They started out and it was bare knuckle boxing, and then whatever reason they had to change the name, and they changed it to big knockout boxing. Mm-hmm. But it was, they kept the BKB acronym. BKB. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. It seems like it's something that is, I don't want to compare it too hard to mixed martial arts, because that's definitely had some time to come around and gain some fan base and legitimacy and stuff like that, but it does seem to me very similar to when mixed martial arts and UFC started to come about.
Yeah,
there were a handful of people that were into it, but a lot of people were really like, wow, that's a bit too much, it's a bit too intense. And I get that feeling in the wake of a lot of these bare knuckle fighting championship cards, where especially when they're able to see the facial damage, that they're just like, wow, this is pretty crazy. And I get the same feeling that it's like this newer martial art, that it's in the fledgling stages, that people are, I don't know if they're going to get used to it or not, but do you think that like maybe people might get a little more accustomed to it or used to it?
You know what? I think so. And I'll say that because they had a female main event, and those girls fought hard. You know, I mean, it was, I think more and more people would kind of, it may be kind of this little underground looking thing, at first, but I think more and more people will get interested in it. I mean, just like in the co-main event last night, boxing guy, I'm going to butcher his name, but Nugent, winning the lightweight championship. You know, I mean, he's a boxing guy, and I thought he fought a good fight too. I wanted to see how a boxer, like a guy that's known in boxing, would do. And I thought he fought a good fight, man. He was hitting a guy with some big shots.
Yeah, Dat Nguyen.
Dat Nguyen.
Yeah, he's, I think that it's really interesting too, because he, you kind of see, I think we've seen a number of this kind of thing, these kinds of things in mixed martial arts too, where there have been fighters or former boxers or guys who got into boxing who transitioned to mixed martial arts or got into mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
But often when you look at their records, they were kind of like toward the middle. They never really got past that hump, and that's kind of the case with Dat Nguyen,
right,
where he was not a bad boxer at all. But he definitely seemed to kind of fall short, and it sounded like he had some kind of promotional or managerial issues, which pretty common in boxing and whatnot.
Yeah.
He's obviously found a bit of a niche in bare knuckle fighting championships, because now, for whatever it's worth, he's a champion.
Yeah. And he's not the most polished guy, but he's a lot better than a lot of guys I've seen, and girls in there too that I've seen in it. So with his little experience and what he has learned from the boxing, I mean, he was kind of slipping and sliding, moving his head a little bit more than some of the other fighters I've seen in it. And it seemed to work for him. I mean, you know, that was a great fight to watch.
Yeah. Overall, it was a fun event, and I think that I could say that for pretty much all of them that I've seen. I mean, I've probably watched, I would say, maybe four in a row, three or four in a row. So not a ton. I'm not an expert, kind of like you. I'm not as dialed in as with the bare knuckle fighting championship as I am with boxing or probably even MMA. But it's like I said earlier, it's new. still growing, still gaining a fan base, and there's time, you know?
Yeah. And I think, you know, with I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, go for it, please.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, I think, you know, it's where it's enough room in combat sports, in boxing and MMA, to where something else can come in like this and get fans too. I mean, you can have, you know, I think it gets a different kind of range of fans. You may get some boxing fans, some MMA fans, and this thing may take its own, you know, its own little path. And, you know, you have diehard, just bare knuckle fans. I think it's kind of cool though, bringing something else in there, which is all affiliated with martial arts. You know, boxing's a martial art, and of course the mixed martial arts and everything else. But bringing in, you know, bare knuckle boxing, I think it's kind of interesting. I was entertained, you know. It was the first time I had watched a full-on every single fight, you know. I watched fights here and there. But, you know, it was good to watch every single fight, and I was very entertained.
The fast pace of the whole event really, really helped move everything along. Kind of like, actually, you guys really had it dialed in the last 2 pound. You know, I'm not trying to name drop here. I'm not trying to throw too much credit. But no, you guys really kept it moving, and I think that's really important, especially now when a lot of fight cards are having to disinfect the ring and stuff like that. And I'm not at all talking trash about that, but it's difficult to keep the pace. And so I think that's really important that they kept it going, and it seemed to really, like, the energy didn't dip too much, which is important.
Yeah, no. And you know what? What I want to say too, there was even matches, some pretty good. I mean, some, you know, you've seen some knockouts, but I mean, whoever got caught first kind of thing, where I thought the matchups were solid. I mean, it was, you know, didn't look like no blowouts, too many blowouts. And, you know, the both female fights that I saw were excellent too. So, I mean, it just overall, I like how they did the matchmaking. You know, everybody was in tough. They, you know, it was something where it's a old school kind of fight where, you know, you got to earn that win. And I actually appreciated that, watching that.
Well, as a small promotional outfit where you guys don't have a whole team of matchmakers and attorneys and stuff like that at your disposal, you're obviously having to kind of play those roles yourselves. So are you watching these kind of cards and trying to see what you can learn from them yourselves?
Oh, always looking and learning and watching and saying, you know, yeah, I like how they, you know, like putting on, you know, smaller. It seemed like kind of it had that feel for me, like a kind of a, you know, local type, I know these people, put them in there and let them fight type feel, where it was, you know, bragging rights type thing. And so, yeah, no, I like that. And I like watching and seeing how, you know, other companies in combat do things like that. I think it's great. And I mean, the fans want to see competitive matches also.
Yeah, that was, I guess maybe some lessons to take from some of these fight cards too, that how they're pulling that stuff off during these times.
Oh yeah.
So I have to ask, of course, what's the news with 2 pound? I know it's, you know, it's kind of day to day at this point, because so many things are changing and up in the air. COVID numbers are fluctuating, but do you guys have any updates?
We actually have no information. We did hear back from the commission, and they said they didn't have any information yet. They're just kind of, you know, we're just kind of waiting and seeing. We're hoping right around, I'm thinking probably around March, we'll at least have some type of contact about finding out how, you know, the rest of the year is going to look.
Yeah, like I said, it's not too put it all on the shoulders of the commission either, because I think everybody for the most part is just kind of at the whim of whoever's making the decisions and the numbers too, of course. Yeah. So it's, but as soon as things can get back, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Needless to say.
Oh yeah, I am too. I talk about it every day and just, you know, trying to have positive thoughts about everything, you know, getting better and opening up for us to kind of, you know, get back to what we were, you know, where we left off. So.
Well, hey, Steve, I really appreciate you talking to me and giving me some, you know, some ideas and insight as far as this Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship goes and what that means to the combat sports world, you know?
Yeah, well, anytime. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about the Bare Knuckle fighting championships, but you know what? I'm willing to kind of watch a little bit more. I mean, it definitely sparked my interest over the weekend watching, you know, every single fight, because I had never watched every single fight, but yeah, I actually watched every single fight, the prelims, everything. So this was cool. So I appreciate it.
All right, man. Well, next time they have some bare knuckle boxing going on, we're going to have to talk about that. But, you know, regular boxing, too. We'll get back at the end. And in the meanwhile, man, you stay safe and take it easy.
You too. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you for listening. And thank you to Steve for taking the time. If you're on Twitter, do me a favor and follow Steve 2 Pound Forbes there at 2LB Forbes. And follow me, Patrick Connor, at Patrick M. Connor. If you wouldn't mind giving some love to the Knuckles and Gloves account, both there and on Facebook, that would also be appreciated. And of course, subscribe either on your favorite podcast apps or subscribe to the new Knuckles and Gloves YouTube channel and stay tuned for some video content there as well, all right? Thanks again, everyone.
Oh, when you hear me holler, baby.